Confirm your brethren. Christ's command to Peter is the starting point for reflection in Cardinal Sfeer's homily on Pope John Paul's dedication to Christian unity, ecumenism and interreligious dialogue. As Peter's successor, he said, Pope John Paul deeply understood this call to confirm his brothers of the Oriental churches in the faith of Christ.
Il mandato di Cristo conferma i tuoi fratelli.
Cardinal Sfeer outlined that from the outset of his pontificate, Pope John Paul's ministry was for all the Church, West and East, the Church rooted in all lands and under all skies. He recalled how at the very beginning of each year the late Pope would issue his directives for the week of prayer for Christian unity, and how journeys to the heartlands of the Eastern Church were a prerogative in his Petrine ministry. Pastoral visits took the Polish Pope to the Lebanon, Syria, the Balkans, India, Palestine and Israel. His beatitude noted how the late Pope's promotion of greater unity between Christians, in turn, led to greater understanding between cultures, improving relations with the Arab world and, in particular, Islam, as seen in his state visits to Turkey and Morocco. Perhaps most notably, said the Cardinal, in Pope John Paul II's courageous position in favour of peace in the Gulf and in Iraq.
Sì, Giovanni Paolo II si è impegnato seriamente.
But the Cardinal continued that despite his openness to dialogue with non-Christian religions, as leader of the Christian Church, Pope John Paul did not hesitate in his criticism of countries where basic human rights were denied. Neither did he accept diplomatic relations with countries which deprived Christians the right to practice their faith or to believe. He was a man of courage, of rightful spirit, and of deep loyalty. In his concluding remarks, Cardinal Sfeer noted that Pope John Paul's legacy of unity in prayer between Christians, culture and religions was never more vivid than in the Congregation of Nations of St. Peter's Square the day of his funeral, where each, in his own way, prayed that the Good Shepherd concede Pope John Paul II the peace of the just.